corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The first debate of the 2012 presidential race, with provocative questions planned by Fox News, was good political entertainment, but somehow didn't get around to tackling the biggest issue. How do the candidates plan to replace the millions of U.S. middle-class jobs that have gone overseas? The unemployment rate has now topped 9% for the 22nd month. But that figure does not paint the jobs picture as bleak as it really is, because only 80% of men in their prime working years, between ages 25 and 54, have a job, compared to 95% during the 1960s. Even that statistic does not measure the millions of men of that age who are now working for one-half or one-quarter or even one-tenth of the wage for the job they lost. Obama is bragging that the economy added 268,000 new jobs last year, but 62,000 of those jobs were hired by McDonald's because Obama gave that chain a waiver from Obamacare. This month, former trade negotiator and now Senator Rob Portman unveiled what he called a Senate Republican jobs plan. Unfortunately, it includes asking Congress to hurry up and ratify the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, known as CORUS. CORUS is another bad trade agreement that will import more cheap Asian products and export more U.S. jobs. This CORUS treaty is supported by the globalists, who think Americans should compete with Asians who work for less than one-third, often as little as one-twentieth, of the wages that Americans expect for similar work. Here's what trade with South Korea means. Last year, South Korea's auto sales in the U.S. totaled $7.5 billion, while U.S. auto sales in Korea totaled only $500 million. The South Korea trade agreement will cost us more U.S. jobs and increase our trade deficit.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Supplies at an
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth.
Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Listen, the call-in number for the first hour, for those of you who feel so inclined, is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. On my main page is a list of where you can hear my radio show, and there's a contact button on my website, and you can get in touch with me via my website. So if you feel so inclined and you want to give me your unsolicited opinion, feel free to do so. There's also a lot of good information on my website. There's a tab there entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development Equals Dark Future, and it is a dark future. It is black as black can be. And so I suggest you go there and take a look. There's a lot of links to a lot of great information. So the way to fight back is to have knowledge, and the only way you're going to get that is to suck it up like a sponge and learn as much as you possibly can, because forewarned is forearmed, right? So now I have another great guest lined up that I'm going to be bringing on after the first break, so that's in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to talk about a couple of things, actually, before I bring my guest on. And I wanted to talk, there was this woman here in Philadelphia, kind of interesting. She had found her father had 10 gold coins in his bank deposit box, and she found them after he died, and they were double eagles, and a 1933 double eagle, as a matter of fact, and one sold in 2002 for $7.6 million. Well, she had 10 of them in her father's bank deposit box. And I don't know, I'm assuming that she must have had to go through probate or something. I don't know why the government would even know what she had in that bank deposit box. But anyway, they did, and the government confiscated her 10 1933 double eagles that sold in 2002, one sold for $7.6 million. So just think how much money that woman was just rooked out of. It's kind of a drag, isn't it? That would be a real bummer for me. I don't know. I would certainly have never told the government I had them if I had anything like that. But I don't know. Maybe she was just a dummy or else, so there was something else happening there. But that would certainly be a drag. But that's our government for you, right? What's yours is theirs, and what's theirs is theirs, right? Certainly, you know, nothing free and fair going on around here nowadays, is there? You know, there's another article I wanted to comment on that I read, and this was in Missouri, actually. A Missouri Supreme Court issued its opinion regarding a case that was entitled Kansas City Premier Apartments v. Missouri Real Estate Commission, and the court upheld a state law that criminalizes the communication of truthful, harmless information. Now, isn't that an interesting thing? Because I like to redistribute the truth on this radio show, so it's kind of interesting, isn't it, now that they're not really interested in having you disseminate the truth? I wonder, I'm sure this will be appealed to the Supreme Court, but then I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court has the back of the American people anymore. If I was to, you know, give my unsolicited opinion, I think they gave up protecting the citizens a long, long time ago. And so it should be interesting to see how this First Amendment case plays out, because, gee, the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, it's upheld burning the American flag and showing images of animals being crushed to death. I mean, they have no problem with those things, but So we'll see how this plays out when it comes to people having the right to tell the truth. Amazing, isn't it? Of course, we know that in George Orwell's world, in 1984, well, you know, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act, doesn't it? So I guess we're just going to have to be revolutionaries here and tell the truth and keep telling the truth. That's all. It's as simple as that. Because, of course, as I have said previously, that the truth will set you free. Therefore, in order to be free, you must tell the truth, and you need to hear the truth. So I'm not going to stop telling the truth and redistributing the truth, and I certainly hope my listeners don't stop telling the truth and helping to redistribute the truth, because the lies are what are going to enslave us, kids. We know that already, don't we? So, anyway, listen, if you want to call into the show this morning, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524 is the first hour number. Of course, for the second hour, we will be going through Republic Broadcasting Network. Actually, they are also playing the first hour as well. I'm heard on Republic Broadcasting Network Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all of you out there across the country, let's see, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific Time. Monday through Friday, I'm there. On Sundays at noon Eastern, I'm on micro1650am.com for an hour. But if you go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, you can find where to hear my show, because I am heard 6 days a week. So for your listening pleasure, you can find it if you go to my website. Now, my guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden, and she is actually the executive director of an organization called OK-Safe Incorporated, and that is Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. And OK-Safe is a nonpartisan, nonprofit Oklahoma corporation engaged in education, advocacy, and lobbying of the Oklahoma legislature. So when we come back after the first break, I'm going to be bringing Amanda Teagarden on, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different interesting things that they have been up to. And Amanda recently attended the U.S.-China 2011 Trade, Education, and Cultural Conference that was just held out in Utah. So she's going to tell us what that was all about. Listen, everybody, that is the break music. When we come back, Amanda will be joining me, so hang in there.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
6-6-7-8-1-0-3-4-3. Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website, three words, The Unsolicited Opinion, if you'd like to get in contact with me or check out the great information. There will be a podcast up on my website tonight, as well as a link to my guest's website, which is actually ok-safe.com. That's easy enough, ok-safe.com. Hi, Amanda. How are you doing this morning?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I actually want to throw in one more thing. I was just reading as we were on break, and I have, this is an article from the BBC that it says that they are, what does it say here, that they're going to not put out as many climate change denier skeptics. They're not going to talk about them. They're going to give them much less coverage because, you know, the consensus and opinion is already in that climate change is real. So there
consensus
you go,
is all what it's about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Consensus is truth.
Right. Let's talk about this U.S.-China 2011 Trade, Education, and Cultural Conference you went to in Salt Lake City. That was just a couple weeks ago or last week or something, wasn't it?
Well, I got home Sunday because it ended Sunday the 17th. So it was
okay.
In Salt Lake City, July 14th through the 17th, at two hotels. There were two events going on concurrently, and I attended the one called the U.S.-China 2011 Trade, Culture, and Education Conference. And it was the co-event that was going on with the same speakers as the National Governors Association meeting, which was going on across the street. So the two hotels are strategically located in that it's a short hop across the street for the Chinese media to carry their tripods to go back and forth between these two momentous events. And
okay.
I say they're momentous because that's what the organizers called it. And in fact, they called it a historic event seeking unprecedented partnerships between Utah and China and between the U.S. and China. Now, we're both of an age that would remember when communism was a bad idea and communists were the bad guys. That concept was completely absent from this conference. These were welcomed with open arms. Four governors from different provinces. One was a party secretary, and the party is the Communist Party of China, was the four featured speakers at the conference I attended. And they followed Governor Gary Herbert, Utah's governor, Republican governor, who was one sentence in his speech was really stood out to me. And he says, I beg you, speaking to the Chinese audience, for your continued involvement in Utah, investment in Utah. So it is a position of great importance, a relationship of great importance to the Republican governor of Utah. Now, I'm also going to tell you something else interesting that was going on or that I noticed. I'm from Oklahoma, and so you have, you know, there's a church on every corner, and there are Mormons here. When you go to Salt Lake City, it's all Mormons all the time. And the organizers, this is just an observation, so I hope you don't get phone calls about people saying she's bashing Mormons.
Well, listen, I'm all about free speech, so you can say whatever you like. That's the whole idea of free speech.
Get it. The facts are the facts. The hosting organization for the U.S.-China 2011 conference and the one that co-convened this with the governors, this was a big deal. They bring these government officials into the state of Utah, was organized by a group called American Chinese Friendship Promotion Society, which is Mormon-run.
Okay.
The governor's Mormon. The businesses that were featured, I know at least two of them are Mormon-run. Probably the rest of them are Mormon-run. The Mormons, and this was something I was unaware of until I went to this conference, are actively engaged with the communist Chinese in business deals. So I think that's very interesting thing to make note of.
Well, I'd have to say, though, I mean, they're not the only ones actively engaged in business deals with the communist Chinese.
I think it's kind of unusual.
You know, our government is, there's a lot of multinational corporations that are in that stuff. So I get your point, but they're not the only ones. So they happen to be
Mormon.
They're not
Mormon. The only ones, but they've
significant.
Got two candidates.
I don't know, Amanda, I don't know how significant the fact that they happen to be Mormon, because that is like a central location in the country. For Mormons to be, I don't know how significant that is, other than it just happens to be an aside, since our government's been in bed with China for a very long time. So
they have been actively pursuing them. In fact, this organizer of the Friendship Promotion Society created this organization after his mission trip to Taiwan when he visited the mainland in 1981, and he was also a member of the U.S. Military fighting terrorists in Afghanistan. So he's been around a little while. Anyway, the many memorandums of understanding were signed, which are contracts, between the universities in the United States and universities in China. The ones that were making the headlines in the China Daily USA were put in the front page of the paper. As I said, the Chinese media was prevalent at both events. The governor's meeting was at the Grand America Hotel and was under tight security.
How many governors attended that, Amanda?
32 U.S. governors attended it. I rode up and down in the elevator with a representative from the United States Chambers of Commerce and other business entities. Staffers from all the states that had a governor, well, their way was paid there also. They had to wear a particular name badge. A lot of the meetings took place on the third floor of the Grand America Hotel. And security, as I mentioned, was very tight. I accidentally landed on the third floor and got off the elevator, turned left, and there's three Utah State Highway Patrolmen greeted me, and one of them rode down the elevator with me, and Secret Service, et cetera. It turns out that the governors were not going in and out the front door of the hotel. They were going out the back door and going on tours on four or five charter tour buses. The group that I was with had the opening session at the Little America and had, as I said, Governor Herbert speaking. He was preceded by a man named Lou Kramer, who was of the Utah World Trade Center. It was news to me that Utah had a World Trade Center, but they do. And it is significant that this is happening in Utah, which is considered a conservative state, because it's setting the way or paving the way and creating a template for other states to follow. So it is significant what's happening. The governor then spoke. Lou Kramer said that July 14th, 2011, is one of those historic events that you will tell your children and your grandchildren about, tell them that you were there on that day. The governor, as I mentioned, was begging them to invest in the state of Utah and said that they were seeking and have achieved unprecedented partnerships with the Chinese. The four governors from the Chinese provinces then spoke, and I'll tell you that each of them are members of the CPC, which is the Communist Party of China, and it says so in their bios. There was no concern whatsoever about the Communist Party affiliation. And in fact, one of them is the governor of Yunnan Province. It says in his bio is this governor began his political career as a member of the Communist Youth League in Yunnan Province in 1975. And he's currently a member of the Central Committee of the CPC. The Central Committee, of course, is the governing body, the one that maintains party control within China. So nobody was batting an eye about that kind of thing. And I will tell you that all in all, everybody who attended this was very, very polite. There were about 30 businesses, universities, and government entities that were represented at sponsors' booths. And the universities are actively pursuing and have signed several memorandums of understanding for the development of technology. Now, why is that important? If you listen to Professor Bill Kaufman on his radio interviews and what happened is continuing to happen at the University of Michigan, defense secrets are being defense technology, sensitive defense technology capabilities have been shared with the Chinese through Michigan University, University of Michigan. And if you go to a website called China-threat.com, that's China-threat.com, there's lots of very sourced information there. And when Professor Kaufman was blowing the whistle about this or expressing his concerns, he was retired.
Who is Professor Kaufman, Amanda?
Professor Bill Kaufman, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N. He was a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Michigan.
Okay.
And he would be a good guest to have on because he's got quite a story to tell. When he started expressing his concern about the Harbin Institute of Technology from China visiting visitors and their open access to technology that the general public would not have been allowed to see, and it actually putting in place a chair from China into a department chair, and certain classes being dropped because this Chinese department chair said U.S. citizens don't need to know that kind of technology. So there are things that are going on at the universities that people need to be examining, and that's what put me on to the fact that there are things happening.
Our state,
Oklahoma, has already signed an agreement with the university in Ireland, which doesn't sound too bad, except Ireland is actively engaged in making agreements with China. So China is actively pursuing natural resources, minerals, and access to technology globally. And Utah welcomed them with open arms.
Listen, Amanda, I don't know if we still have this caller on the line, and they actually called before I brought you on the air, so it'll be interesting to see what their comment or question is, because you didn't even get to talk yet. So let's see if that caller's still on the line. We'll grab him real quick before we go to break. Hey, caller, are you there? Caller. Going once? Going twice? All right. Well, I guess he's not on the line or she's not on the line. So, what were some of the types of businesses that were at this conference, Amanda?
There were businesses that facilitate the acquisition of EB-5 visas, and that's capital E, capital B, like Elephant Boy, and the number 5 visa.
Okay.
And these visas are, one company is called Pacific Group, and there was another company that's called UTEC or something like that. I'll get the name in a minute on the photograph. Took 300 pictures so I could remember everything. But this specific group was a sponsor of the U.S. and China Trade Conference. And an EB-5 visa is an investment visa that's offered to CEOs of corporations or government officials. If you have $500,000 to invest in a business or infrastructure in the United States, you qualify for a green card, an expedited passage to citizenship in the United States, and you can bring your family. So you've probably heard some of the controversy about what's happening in Boise, Idaho, with the investment of Chinese, and there's a story floating around about projects in Boise, Idaho, and several thousand acres of land that's going to be turned into a foreign trade zone, et cetera, and invested in by the Chinese. Well, for $500,000, you can buy your way to citizenship, in essence, in the United States, but you are then have to create jobs. Well, there's nothing in there that I believe that can would stop you from actually hiring Chinese. You have to hire some Americans, too. But for $500,000 investment, this is grease in the wheels here. Well, this specific group is actively facilitating this $500,000 EB-5 program.
On that note, Amanda, hang on, because we're going to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there, everybody.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can always get in touch with me via my website. On the main page of my website tells you where you can hear my radio shows, so if you'd like to know how to tune in, where to go, then just go there. My guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden, and she's the executive director of OK-Safe, Inc., which is Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise. And we've actually got a caller, Amanda. So let's take this caller real quick, and then we'll keep on going with what these little people are up to here with the Chinese, the commies, marching around in this country. So let's grab that caller real quick, Amanda, okay?
All right.
Hey, caller, are you with us? Hello, caller. All right, well, I don't know what the deal is here this morning with taking calls, but obviously it's not working real well. So let's talk about Boise, Idaho, Amanda. And I had actually had an attorney, and you and I had a conversation yesterday, and we were talking about this, Fred Kelly Grant, who had told me that I believe it's, 50 square miles, that area outside of Boise where the governor of Boise is applauding the Chinese that will be in that free trade zone, and of course they'll be bringing in all their own people and doing their own thing on U.S. soil. And Fred Kelly Grant, who's from Trademark America, had told me that was real and actually happening. So the Project 60, I haven't looked that up. Is that just the terminology they're using to describe this area in Boise, Idaho, or does it reference something else? Do you know?
I don't know what the 60 stands for, but there is a website called project60.idaho.gov.
Okay.
And, I was just looking at it, and I'm not sure what the 60 is unless it's a five-year plan, and that's 60 months. I don't know what the deal is, but
who knows all these terms they come up with, whatever.
So project60.idaho.gov, and you'll appreciate this. Project 60 is very important to the J.R. Simplot Company. Systemic growth for us is really about sustainable growth for generations to come. And that's a quote by Sue Richardson, Communication Director, Simplot. And there's the ubiquitous picture of the wind turbine on there and a message from Governor Otter, who is taking a lot of grief over this Project 60. There is a story out there about 50 square miles of land being set aside as a foreign trade zone for the Chinese. I have not myself looked into that to see if that's accurate or not. But this description says it's a three-point plan. Project 60 is a comprehensive initiative to grow Idaho's gross domestic product, designed in three tiers to strengthen both rural and urban communities. That should always be a warning to everybody.
Yeah, well, anything that's a sustainable need, you need to be on guard for, that's for sure, because the only thing that's going to sustain is your slavery. That's all sustainable means nowadays.
They'll take your property and put you into a mixed-use development housing situation, and you'll have to walk to work or ride a bike or mass transit. And the plan will create quality jobs. That's a definition in legal terms, so you always have to look up what quality is defined in by law in your state. For all Idahoans, by fostering systemic growth, recruiting new companies to Idaho, and selling Idaho's trade and investment opportunities to the world. That's code for foreign direct investment, which is what Utah, the meetings in Utah were actively pursuing. Oklahoma's lieutenant governor has admitted that Oklahoma is seeking foreign direct investment in Oklahoma. That is taking place in all states. You probably need to check Pennsylvania. The foreign direct investment means exactly what it says. A foreign country or a corporation can invest. It's not in the stock market. It's in actual infrastructure, hard surfaces in your state, and they will have a say on the governing and the operation of that investment, whatever it is. So those investments on infrastructure could include banks, land, utility companies, schools, a list of things that you would think would normally and traditionally be American-owned majority stockholders, but with foreign direct investment, it changes the formula.
You know, I was actually looking at something last night, and I don't remember what website I was on, and they were talking, or maybe it was something I was watching on TV. I don't even remember, Amanda, because I look at so much stuff throughout the course of the day. But they were talking about, actually was talking about the infrastructure in this country and how much or what percentage of a lot of our utilities and our infrastructure is already owned by the Chinese and their ability to control it. I know what I was watching. I think it was on the show I was watching that was talking about New York City back in the 70s and when they had a blackout in New York City. And, of course, the rioting and looting and that took place within a 24-hour period once this blackout began and just the absolute chaos that the city descended into. With the looting and rioting and all of those fun things that go on. And so and I don't know, maybe it was that program. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, it was interesting because you and I had this conversation yesterday, and then they were pointing out how many utilities, actually a percentage of them, were owned nuclear power plants and utility plants throughout the country in several states, actually. A percentage of it is already owned by the Chinese, so.
Well, I will tell you that when I was looking for the Memorandum of Understanding creating the U.S.-China Governors Forum on the State Department website, I ended up having to do a FOIA request, and I did get it through my congressman. And State Department has since published it on their website. I found a Memorandum of Understanding that was signed between the Mayor of San Diego and San Diego Gas and Electric with the country of Belgorod in the Russian Federation for the development of a partnership for the smart grid. And that, of course, is their utility the energy grid. So you have, it's called at the subnational level. When it's not the federal government signing the agreement, but it's rather at state or municipalities, that's called subnational. That would also be university-to-university agreement. So San Diego, which, by the way, this announcement was not on the mayor of San Diego's website. I did find it on the State Department website. And that memorandum of understanding I've posted on the OK Save blog and on scribed.com if you're interested in our blog. If you want to see that, it's OK. If you go to OK-safe.com, there's a link to the blog on the left-hand column. And that's where I've posted a link to the C-SPAN coverage of the governor's forum plus a transcript of two of the meetings that I attended, or two speeches, are on that, on a post there. And I will have two more speeches or presentations. Utah Senator, former Senator Bob Bennett spoke at the University of Utah State University, and I have that yet to transcribe, and that'll be up there. Anyway,
okay, well, we'll link to all of that stuff. We'll put that up on my website.
San Diego,
we've got the caller back, so let's see if we can't grab this caller real quick, Amanda, before we go to break. Hey, caller, are you with us this time?
I certainly am, Ms. Rodden. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you? I got about a minute before we go to break, so.
All right. Well, I think I can do this in about a minute.
Okay.
We know there's nothing new about sharing secrets with China. All we got to do is go back and look at Bill Clinton and all the little special little tours he gave to Chinese high-ranking Chinese military officials of all
over.
Our
break. I'll hold you over, and we'll pick up where we left off when we get back in 2 minutes. So hang on, everybody.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and Amanda Teagarden from Oklahoma's Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, OK-Safe, Inc. Her websites will be up on mine so that you'll be able to find them. If you go to the podcast tab on my website, that is where links to Amanda Teagarden, who is the executive director of OK-Safe, where her information can be found. And we have a caller on the line. Hey, caller, what you were starting to make your point. So are you still with me?
No, I am still here. Turns out we didn't have quite a minute. But anyway, that's okay. There's nothing new about sharing secrets with China, because all we have to do is go back and look at Bill Clinton, all the special little tours he gave to high-ranking Chinese military officials from all of our top secret bases and all of this other stuff. And, of course, we know that when the United States went dark at China over an issue back during the Clinton administration, well, they sent old Mr. Charlie Tree over with a bag full of money and a nice little letter, and, of course, the United States backed off. Now, I've done a little looking into the ZB5, thanks to Ms. Vicki Davis, is the one who woke me up to the foreign trade zones and all of this. And, you know, I've talked to a few people about this and expressed my concerns, and they all think I'm a nut job. So I want to see what you guys think. In this foreign trade zone, EB-5 and all this other garbage, it says, like you stated, Miss Amanda, there's nothing in there really that says they have to hire Americans. Now, of course, I'm assuming they will hire some Americans just to make it look good, but I would venture to say that probably 90% of their employees they will bring over from China. Now, if that is how they run this gambit, what's to say that these individuals they bring over here will not be fully trained Chinese military service members and their families? And then when the American people finally do step up and go, no, you can't do that, all of a sudden these foreign trade zones become foreign military installations. It's called invasion from within. We already know that the communists have infiltrated Washington. We already know the Zionist pigs are pulling the strings of all these puppets in Washington. So I'm just throwing this out. I'm kind of curious what you guys might think about this. Do you think it's possible that they might be trying to run that gambit, or maybe they might have something else in mind? And if so, what do you think? And I'll listen off air. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that most of the jobs that they create will be for Chinese individuals, because what do they need Americans for? That's my, Amanda, we don't need to have Americans have jobs anymore, because that's not our goal of our government, since the goal is to redistribute the wealth out of this country and not do anything for the benefit of the American citizens. So to me, I agree with that caller that I think that putting probably 99% of the jobs, giving them to Chinese individuals, I'm sure that's probably likely. Whether or not they would be military people, who knows? I don't know. I think there's so many unknown factors with this that remains to be seen. I don't know. What do you think?
What I think is that some of the governors that spoke at the conference were members of the PLA, People's Liberation Army of China, so it's entirely possible. I think that if you look at what China's investment in other countries, the pattern they followed is to bring in Chinese workers, such as in the Congo, developing the mines, building the roads, and accessing the minerals. They brought in Chinese workers into the Congo. Now, the Congo, of course, needed to put their own people to work, but because they had to sign this agreement, you build our road, you can come in here and help work the mine. Well, the mine workers, of course, were not Congolese, they were Chinese. Same thing is happening in the port, a port in Greece, where they do hire some Greek workers, but they are treated as though they were Chinese workers, which you don't get a break, man. So I will tell you that the, by the way, I was looking at Project 60. The 60 stands for $60 billion, which is dollars. It says Project 60 is a comprehensive initiative to grow Idaho's gross domestic product from $51.5 billion to $60 billion. So $60 billion is the goal. So that's okay. The point of the 60. I will. My observation is that when you have people who are not batting an eye and just want to promote job creation, regardless of who they have to partner with to get those jobs, in a public that just keeps being told all you're concerned about is job creation, right? And the unemployment number goes up. The atmosphere, the situation is ripe to accept this investment, these EB-5 visas, this memorandum of understanding with a country that under normal circumstances would be looked at with some reservation. I know the Cold War is supposed to be over with, but China has a 1,000-year history of being the people that they are, and that, I don't believe, has changed
that dramatically in the last 50 years, even though they have technology, which, of course, they got as caller calls from our government.
Amanda, the only mainstream media person who ever mentioned the fact that China was a communist nation, and this was a few years ago when I was watching him consistently, the only person who ever mentioned that was Lou Dobbs. Nobody else ever brought up the fact that we were in bed with a communist country, which was is just the antithesis of what it is we should have, should be doing. So, you know, a leopard doesn't change.
It's a completely different worldview, and to think that you can export capitalism without exporting Christianity in a completely different space first, why do you think they're going to treat capitalism any differently than in the communist manner, which is state-run capitalism?
Well, it's not even capitalism. It's not capitalism. Communism
isn't
capitalism. So, I mean, it's not state-run capitalism. It's not capitalism.
It's state-run technocracy, if you look at it. And Vicky, and your caller mentioned Vicki Davis, who I think is one of the best researchers in the United States who understands technology, because she used to be a systems analyst, and has recognized this is the pattern. It's not that they all of a sudden came out of the dark ages and were experts at technology, but they have captured technology and real quick learned how to use it to their advantage.
Okay.
And it is the rise of a technocratic elite, if you want to call it that, where the agreements between the universities and China, university to university or province to university, was all about technology of some sort and research and development at universities.
Amanda, hang on, because that music is the cue. We're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. Hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Good Sabbath.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you go there, there are podcasts of the show up on the website, usually by this evening. And well, not, it won't be till late tonight because I'm going to be way down in Delaware speaking tonight. But after that, we will put them up. And if you want to contact me, there's a contact button on my website. You'll be able to do that. Links to my guest websites are up there as well. Under the tab entitled Podcast, you'll be able to find Amanda Teagarden's. Links to her websites for Oklahoma Safe. And, Amanda, we've got a couple more minutes before we flip to the second hour, which is heard on Republic Broadcasting Network. For those of you who want to continue listening in, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. And You know, Amanda, let's go. Let's keep talking about these different things related to this Idaho Project 60 and what they're doing. And you know, I think it's so significant, especially when you mentioned it in the Congo that they weren't using Congolese to do this work. They were importing their own citizens to come in and do the work. And it's just, I mean, it's a perfect example of how unfair all of these things are. Instead of doing something for a third world nation like the Congo, they're not. Could care less.
And they were not, and it was my understanding, we had a guest here who was a missionary from South Africa, came over, and he was the one that was describing what had happened in South Africa and what happened in the Congo, and they brought in Chinese prisoners to do the work at, I believe it was the silver mine, but also to build the highway to the mine, make extraction of the resource, the natural resource, easier. So there was the uproar. So initially, it's a marketing tool to come in, we will help you, we'll invest in your country, and you will get a new road. Well, they got a new road, but they didn't use their own workers. And you follow the pattern, that is most likely the scenario. We have already been conditioned to believe that we would accept illegal immigrants because they're doing the work that Americans will not do. So,
which
you
of course
can almost
is a lie.
See that the, right, right, but you can almost see that is. But so what this immigrant issue is doing away with all natural and normal and sovereign barriers between countries. And on this Project 60, during the break, I had time to look at the website again. It's project60.idaho.gov. And if you look at it, they are actively promoting this EB-5 immigrant investor program. And they're calling it Inward Foreign Direct Investment. And as the caller mentioned, the program requires a $1 million investment in urban areas or a $500,000 investment in rural or targeted employment areas. Those will be hub zones, which qualify for special tax credit. If you go to the OK Safe website and click on Hub Zone CAM, every state has these hub zones or these economic development zones, and your state legislature will have offered them tax-exempt status for ad valorem taxes or some other kind of tax credit.
Listen, Amanda, on that note, because we're going to flip to the second hour, which is on Republic Broadcasting Network, so I'm going to say goodbye to you. You can call me on the other network, and because I'm going to be got about another minute left on this network, American
Freedom.
You
want me to call?
Yeah, hang up and call in on the other line. Okay,
right.
So listen, everybody, we're going to go into the second hour. If you want to follow us, republicbroadcasting.org, or you can stay right here if you'd like to and listen to the show that follows me on this network. Hey, everybody, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you go there, Amanda Teagarden's website for Oklahoma for Sovereignty, OK-Safe. .com will be up there. I think it is OK-Safe, actually. I closed that out. I should. Yep, OK-Safe.com. Listen, everybody, hang in there. Follow me to the second hour. You can stay where you're at, your choice. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Go there for all kinds of great info. Catch you on the second hour.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are...
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall.